Welcome to Blessings from Beulah Street, this weekly program of timeless Southern gospel music and a thoughtful message is brought to you by the Mount Calvary Community Church in Alexandria, Virginia. Along the way, we trust you'll find hope, forgiveness, and resurrection in the music and the message. Let's start this week's Blessings from Beulah Street program with the Mount Calvary Singers telling us what it means to open up all of the doors of your heart to Jesus.
Gonna open right up all the doors of my heart and let the light of His love come in. Gonna open up all of my doors.
Gonna open up all of my doors.
Gonna open up all of my doors
and let the light of His love come in.
Say a prayer
every day,
tell some happiness,
happiness comes my way.
Gonna
open up all of my doors,
and let the light of His love come in.
Gonna open up the front door, the wide door, the back door, the side door,
all the doors of my heart.
Gonna open up the left door, the right door, the day door, the night door.
Now's the time to start.
I'm gonna
put aside everything,
cause I wanna
hear the happy angels sing.
Gonna
open right up all the doors of my heart and let the light of His love come in.
Gonna
open up all of my doors.
Gonna
open up all of my doors.
Gonna
open up all of my doors
and let the light of His love come in.
Say a prayer,
say a prayer
every day,
till some happiness,
happiness comes my way.
Gonna
open up all of my doors and let the light of His love come in.
Gonna open up the front door, the wide door, the back door, the side door,
all the doors of my heart.
Gonna open up the left door, the right door, the day door, the night door.
Now's the time to start.
I'm gonna
put aside
everything,
cause I wanna
hear the happy angels sing.
Gonna open right up all the doors of my heart.
Gonna open up
the front door, the wide door, the back door, the side door.
All the doors of my heart,
gonna open up.
Left door, the right door, the day door, the night door.
Now's the time to start.
I'm gonna
put aside.
Everything, cause I wanna
hear the happy angels sing.
Gonna open right up all the doors of my heart and let the light of His love come in.
Let the light of His love come in.
Let the light of His wonderful love come in.
The next Mount Calvary Community Church Southern Gospel Concert will be on Friday night, December 10th, when we will welcome the King's Heralds for a wonderful holiday concert. The group has been performing at MCCC for many years. This concert, like all of our concerts, is free and open to the public. No tickets are required, but seating is limited. The program begins at 7 p.m. with a mini-concert by the Mount Calvary Singers, followed by the King's Heralds at 7:30 for a wonderful evening of song and celebration. Up next, Mount Calvary's own Vicky Cacuzzi with a beautiful piano rendition of In the Garden on Blessings from Beulah Street.
Thank you.
This is Roger Wallace, and you're listening to Blessings from Beulah Street on WFAX, Christian Radio for the nation's capital.
Like a babe when it cries for its mother, like a child I was helpless alone. Then I met the Master. Now I am one of His own. For all things were changed when He found me. All around me, for I met the Master. Now I belong to Him.
Like a blind man who walks in the darkness, I had longed, I had searched.
When He found me, a new day broke through all around me. For I met the Master. Now I belong to Him.
Thank you, Barnum. Thank you.
Then I Met the Master, a classic song written by Mosey Lister. In today's message, Senior Pastor Charlie Wood speaks about 1 Corinthians chapter 15, beginning with verse 55, and what it means to have victory in Jesus.
So today what I wanted to do, I wanted to use a bit of scripture. It's found in 1 Corinthians over in the 15th chapter. And this is a bit of scripture that I read at almost every funeral that I do. I'm going to read starting, I believe it's down in the 55th verse. O death, O death, where is your sting? O grave, where is your victory? Because the sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But the 57th verse reads, but thanks be to God who gives us the victory. The victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Heavenly Father, add a special blessing unto the reading of your word and open our minds and hearts for just a few moments, God, that we just receive that truth, each one as individuals. We ask this in Jesus' precious name, and all God's people said, amen. 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 But thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. When you're doing funerals, when you're going through challenges, when you're going through things that I don't quite understand how family sometimes can deal with all the pain, the suffering, the loss. You open up this Bible of mine and you read what gives them and what gives me strength. It is God's Word. I love talking about the victory. I love talking about what it means to live this victorious life through Jesus Christ. When you know that there are families that are going through, you heard prayer requests time and time and time again, you heard requests to just pray for our family who is going through such pain and sorrow and suffering. Just pray for individuals within my family that are just going through such challenges, such trials. And I believe that the way we do that is, number one, we keep our eye on the prize. We keep our focus on the Lord Jesus Christ. Then it gives you an opportunity to be steadfast, to be unmovable, willing to always be abounding in the work of the Lord. Tell me something that is immovable. I know that if I went and asked around, and I have different things in my life, I can remember years ago when back in 1969, there was a terrible flood up in the hills of Nelson County in Amherst, Virginia. And if you went a road going out of, you leave Lovingston, you come down through Piney River, and you head up to the mountain over there towards Alhambra back there. On the left-hand side, they had a boulder that sat there right on the side of the road. And this boulder was as large, much larger than what you see here in the front. It was a huge boulder. It had rolled up on the side of the road during the flood. It was perched on the side of that road. And afterwards, when they went and tried to clean the road, because the road at that time had so much damage, it was closed for I don't know how many, week or two, they had two bulldozers who went behind this boulder and tried to simply push it over into the creek. And it would not budge. Someone later on went on the side of this boulder and wrote that this boulder traveled almost a half a mile down the valley. They call it a holler up there, if you know what I mean. Almost a half a mile down the holler and smashed two barns on the way. But as it came to rest, it was pretty much unmovable. I know that there are things in your life that you can simply count on. I love people who are steadfast. I love people who are simply unmovable in their faith, because trust me, that is the challenge of a victorious life. We all are going to have things that come against us. We all are going to have things and challenges. And what can move you in your faith? First of all, the storms of life. The challenges that you and I face day in and day out. And I know that every time that I go to a funeral service and I'm a part of it, I know that there is a family sitting there. I know that somewhere in their minds are just saying, God, why? But I also know that Jesus Christ, with his death upon that cross, with the shedding of his blood, he made a way that when I am simply saying goodbye to that individual, it will not be forever. I am so looking forward to the times when we will get together and we will sing songs again on the other side of Jordan, as the old song sings. The things that will challenge you will make you feel that sometimes that you're slipping, that things are moving too quickly. They will be the storms in your life. They can also be other people. Now, I know that we don't have people like here at Mount Calvary. I mean to tell you, this Mount Calvary crew is perfect. It is perfect. These people, they just love one another the majority of the time. Amen? Amen? Amen. You know what I'm talking about. You know how people can sometimes simply get to you. I know that many times, and I have the way I'm wired, and so many times I've tried to make excuses for it, but I just find, God, that's the way you wired me. I'm sorry, folks, but that's the way it is. Because I love joking with people. I love when I come in, and I love just the humor that God uses to lighten my heart. I love when I come in on Sunday morning and before I get ready to preach, I know that it doesn't matter what you wear or how you roll your hair. When I know those things, I know that I am in the place where God wants me to be, and I am preaching to people who want something from God, who want to know that the promises that are mentioned within this word, the promises that ring true in my heart and in yours. I have a little story I want to share with you. There was an author, his name was Lloyd Douglas, and he wrote the row of other novels, and it says when he was in school, he was at the university, he lived in a boarding house, and he said that downstairs in this boarding house, there was an elderly, retired music teacher. This music teacher was in his wheelchair, and he was unable to leave that room. He said every morning they had a ritual. He said, I would go downstairs. He would hear me coming down the steps. He said, I would open the door and I'd say, well, what's the good news today? And he said, the old man at that time, he would pick up his tuning fork. He would strike that tuning fork on his wheelchair. And he said, my friend, that is middle C. He says, now, it was middle C yesterday. It is middle C today, and it's going to be middle C tomorrow. He says the tenor that lives upstairs, he sings flat. He said the lady across the way that's got a piano, that piano is out of tune. He says, but this is middle C, and it will be middle C every day. That middle C is unmovable. It's something that you could count on. It's something that you could grasp hold to. It's something that he knew within his heart of hearts, something that was true. I know we have those challenges. I've had them in my life. I've had times when, oh my goodness, how I have been put to the test, and I know that you have been put to the test. I know when I first became a Christian and I didn't understand things, people would tell me things, I would listen to the songs, I would listen to the preacher, and yes, my heart, I knew within my heart of hearts that I'd given it to God, I had asked him to come into my heart to save me, but at the same time, I had questions. They would sing, Jesus breaks every fetter. I thought they were singing feather, and I didn't understand why Jesus would break feathers. Didn't make sense to me. I would go to people in church that I thought were spiritual, because I figured, well, if you got a beard, you got to be spiritual, right? Back in them days, this is back in the 70s, man, all these guys had beards. I walk up and, you know, and I go, well, he's got a beard. He must be spiritual. I don't see that many spiritual people out here this morning in the congregation. But I would ask questions. And it was amazing how people answered me with love. Because my questions were silly. I just didn't understand things because I had never been exposed to the gospel. I heard the invitation to come down that aisle to kneel at an altar, and that clicked within my mind and within my heart, and I did what my heart said to do. But boy, did I have questions, questions, questions. This morning as I drove through Springfield, right at 9:30 on the dot, I heard the church bells ringing. I had to roll the window down. I was at the stoplight over there, rolled down, and I could just hear those church bells and right over there on Old Key Mill. And it's just such a wonderful sound. And it reminded me of a story that, I was told many years ago. The story was by Corrie Ten Boom, if you remember that name, if you know that name. I believe the name of the book was The Hiding Place, talking about how she, being of Dutch descent, and her family had tried so hard to move those Jews that were under such persecution and being put to death. And how her time as they were caught and spent in that concentration camp. It says that later on that she had an issue within her heart. She said that someone had wronged her, and she asked God to make sure that she in her heart of hearts forgave that individual. She says, but you know, I can't forget it. I know in my heart I have forgiven them, But it just keeps coming over and over and over again in my mind what they did to me. She said she went to a dear, sweet Lutheran pastor, and he gave her this little illustration. He said, look out the window. You see that steeple? That steeple has a bell in it. And that sexton, when he pulls on that bell, he starts it to ring, he grabs that rope, he pulls down, and he lets the rope go. He says, as the bell rings, and then it starts to slow down. The first ring is nice and bright, but then he just lets it go, and you hear this little ding dong, ding dong, and it'll get slower and softer. He says, that's the way we people are. We don't have the gift of God as God can do, because God, when he forgives you a sin, he eliminates it just like that and puts it out of his memory. He says, but we as people, sometimes we have to learn to forgive others, but then it might take a while for that bell to just kind of softly and quietly again go ding, dong, ding, dong. But eventually, the sound will stop. She took that to heart, and she said, only within a week did God dispel that memory that she had in her heart. I don't know about you, but I love being steadfast. I love being unmovable. But you got to be steadfast about the right thing. You got to be steadfast in the choices that you make in life. You have to make sure that what you believe in lines up with what is written within this word. Somebody was telling me they're on the computer and, oh, it's all about checking facts, the facts check and all that, I said, well, I tell you what, folks, I would challenge my congregation every Sunday to check the facts that you hear from the pulpit. Because what you hear from the pulpit, it has to line up with what is written within this word. Go home, check it out. I believe that God will honor his word when it is spoken. I know we're easily swayed. I know sometimes during the times of challenge and storm that possibly we don't make the right decisions, but I also know that God, who loves us enough that he would send his son, is a forgiving God, is a loving God. And as you simply give thanks to him for the victory through Jesus Christ, then can you live that life that is steadfast, unmovable, always abounding about the work of the Lord. Amen? Amen. Heavenly Father, we've gathered in your house today, and God, you've given us a wonderful spirit here. You've given us the opportunity to simply be thankful unto you for what you've done for us. We once again lift up each prayer request that we heard and each praise. God, we thank you for people who even now are looking in online, God, and they have questions and they have struggles and they have storms that they're dealing with. But God, most of all, we thank you for the victory that we have through you. And God, challenge us within our hearts to be steadfast, unmovable, and to keep ourselves busy, always abounding about your work, God. We thank you for this week, for the challenges that we face, and God, hopefully for the opportunity to bring a blessing unto someone's heart. God, be your will, bring us back again to sing praises to you. Give us safe traveling mercies as each one of us go our way. And we ask this in the precious name of Jesus. And all God's people said, amen, amen, and amen.
Thank you for joining us for Blessings from Beulah Street, from Mount Calvary Community Church, the little church by the side of the road in Alexandria, Virginia. If you have a prayer request, if you'd like more information about the church, or if you'd like to speak with someone at Mount Calvary Community Church, please call us at 703-971-0165. We'd love to hear from you. Mount Calvary Community Church is located at 6731 Beulah Street in Alexandria, Virginia. You can find live webcasts of our Sunday service on Facebook and find us online at www.mountcalvary.cc. Now, on behalf of Senior Pastor Charlie Wood, Associate Pastor Matt Lanham, Music Director Terry Lee Ryan, and everyone at Mount Calvary Community Church, I'm Roger Wallace. We look forward to having you join us again next week on Blessings from Beulah Street.